Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the hearts of America. There's nothing like it on the web. We invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is LJ Jackson. She's a women's empowerment expert, inspirational speaker, and author of the forthcoming book, 21 Ways to Be Unstoppable. So welcome, LJ. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, we are very happy to have you because we all want to be unstoppable. I mean, that's right. We want to be the runaway train, right? That's what we want to be that in life. And it's important to know what keeps us stuck and doesn't allow us to feel that way in our own lives. So let's talk about what the very simple key ingredient is to becoming unstoppable.
Well, that's a great question. And, you know, I have to say that when I talk about 21 ways to be unstoppable, I definitely am a living proof of that, because on Thanksgiving, my dad actually passed away, and it was unexpected. So when I talk about being unstoppable, it's really from the bottom of my heart. So one key ingredient, even with that happening, to keep me going is to know that feeling our emotions and not stuffing them, pretending like everything is fine, is actually one key ingredient that most people don't talk about. That's actually a must to be unstoppable.
So do not bury your feelings. Do not, you know, pull yourself up by your bootstraps and, you know, put on the happy face. You need to feel those emotions. Is it something about processing them right now as you're feeling them, so they don't, you know, get buried and start manifesting and come out all twisted later?
Right, that's exactly right. Especially as women, because of the way our society is set up, when we show our emotions, a lot of times it's seen in a negative light, and we're being too emotional, we're being dramatic. But in reality, even if we do it behind closed doors, we definitely have to have that space to process and to actually get things up and out and not stuff them.
So what are some of the other areas that we're stuck in and that are keeping us from being unstoppable?
I'd say self-awareness is another area. It's really important to kind of, I don't know if you've heard this phrase, when you know better, you can do better. So self-awareness really is another way to be unstoppable, because coming from that space, we can just proceed further. So for example, if you know, like, kind of what are your values, what makes you tick, your communication style, your love language, all those things about yourself, your relationships and your business decisions and how you move forward in life come from that space of self-awareness.
And what is the biggest mistake that someone can make that will keep them from coming unstoppable? So we've got burying the feelings, not being self-aware. What are some of the what is the number one biggest mistake that people make that keep them stuck?
I'd say it's personal growth. Some people seem to think that, you know, just kind of, I've arrived already, I don't need to do any more work, I'm good. And in reality, if we're not growing, we're remaining stagnant. And that's like one of the key ingredients to being successful and being unstoppable. We need to always be growing, always evolving and getting better, you know, and from day to day, being better than we were the day before. Just always be growing, always learning and opening to learning something new. That's a key secret ingredient.
And so don't become complacent, right? We like to say at Annie Jennings, the more you do, the more you can do. So you always need to be, as you said, growing. So that's a really good piece of advice. Do not stay on that same rung of the ladder. Always be climbing the ladder, right? So so that's really important. Now, you also talk a lot about instincts, LJ. You talk about why they are so important. And why don't more people just follow their gut, those instincts? What is it about ourselves that we don't trust those instincts?
That's a great question. Oftentimes, people tend to rationalize those away because there's a difference. There's two things oftentimes what happens. There's 90% of what we think is either irrational or made up or some old recordings playing in our head and our mind, and there's 10% that's real, and that's usually typically where our instincts come in and our emotions that are meant to be a guide to serve us, to help us in our decision-making process. But oftentimes, people rationalize away the 10%, the part that's instinctual and that actually we should follow, and instead they make decisions from that space with, you know, these things that are kind of made up in their head. And so if people can really get into, tap into their instincts and just go with their gut, usually they'll move forward making better choices in actions.
But if someone doesn't really know that 90% of their stresses and fears and so on, they're unfounded, how can they differentiate between the two? How do they know what's real and what's not? What's the step? What do they need to do to understand that, yes, this is for real. This is my instinct. This is my body telling me, my soul, my emotions, everything telling me that there is something is up, that there is something to be concerned about, that there is a real fear or stress here that I need to pay attention to or address versus believing the other 90% of the stuff that really just keeps us, as you said, stagnant since we believe it.
I think a good way to figure that out, it's really great to map things out in writing, just kind of jot down on a piece of paper, just kind of, okay, what's going on with me? Why am I feeling these things? Since our feelings are there, kind of like a compass to guide us to say, okay, am I taking the right direction? So to answer those questions and to figure out what's real, what's false, and all those things, it's grab a piece of paper, write it out, and just kind of say, okay, because one thing that people may not realize is that people can't hurt us unless they have something we want. So whether that's love, that's time, attention, significance, power, you know, there's something that they have that we want, or there's something in this business deal or in this situation that we want. So in writing that out, then you could say, okay, what's going on with me? How am I feeling? You know, am I sad, angry, emotional, mad, whatever. So you write that out saying, how am I feeling? And then you say, okay, now what do they have that I want as far as if it's directed towards a person or if it's within you, it might be something rooted in your past. So writing it out just to kind of help you figure out, like, which one and kind of go from there. But then the great thing about that is I think, honestly, that's why I love what I do, because if they, you know, feel stuck and they're really not sure and clear how to move forward, that's why, you know, people like myself exist to help them map it out and figure it out. But one great way they could do on their own is just to write it out and to kind of figure out, you know, what is this? Is this something, does somebody have something I want? And then, or is it something that I need, and to find that within them to fulfill it?
Well, I think that's a great piece of advice, really practical information for our listeners. And you can learn more about LJ Jackson, her radio show, and the upcoming book, 21 Ways to Be Unstoppable, at her website, which is personalpowerwithin.com. That's personalpowerwithin.com. So thank you so much, LJ. We really appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of JenningsWire Online Magazine. JenningsWire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.